Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Noelle, and this is episode 56, season 3, why you should use the shower as a powerful manifestation tool. Now, this might sound kooky, but maybe not. Maybe you understand the power of getting your best ideas in the shower. If you are anything like me, you have thought up business ideas, answers to complicated problems, remembering what you need to say to somebody, and so much more while you're taking a shower. Now, there's a scientific reason for this that I touched on in the previous episode, episode 55, that I said I would go into more detail on, so I figured this would be the perfect next episode topic, because I want to reiterate, as I always do, when it comes to manifestation, there is nothing for you to do. There is nothing for you to try. There is nothing for you to get better at. There is nothing for you to perfect. You are already absolutely brilliant and manifesting because it's happening 24/7 on autopilot, just like your autonomic nervous system. Your heart is beating, blood through your body, and everything else is happening on autopilot. So manifestation's happening organically. However, what I like to talk about is energy management. This is where we can all improve within our lives, where we expend our energy, how we attract certain things through our thought energy, our word energy, our action energy, how we protect our energy, who we allow into our energetic space, etc. So this is always about energy. Our energetic frequency that we're putting out into the ethers all day, every day, whether we're aware of it or not. So when we do become aware of it, that's when we can really heighten our abilities and bring in more and more and more of what feels good, more and more of what we desire, more and more of what we love, and less of what we don't like, what doesn't feel good, and what we don't want. That's what this is all about. So I want to talk about the shower. Now, there are several scientific explanations for why people will get more ideas in the shower. This has been scientifically studied and proven. So one of the reasons is there's increased blood flow and oxygen to the brain when you're in the shower. The warm water of a shower increases blood flow. Also, like if you're into cold showers, the same thing will happen. It's like any extreme in temperature will increase blood flow. So people are really into cold showers and cold plunges now, which is a phenomenal way to shock the nervous system and healing and all sorts of other things. I'm all for it. So going into a warm shower, a cold shower, a hot shower increases blood flow and oxygenation to the brain. And that has been proven to enhance cognitive function and creativity. So that's one reason. Another reason is there's a release of endorphins. So the sensation of warm water is very relaxing. It can trigger the release of endorphins, the body's natural pain relieving and mood boosting chemicals. And this can enhance feelings of well-being and promote a state of relaxation, which can also lead to greater creativity. Because if you are in tune with your creativity, we're all creative, but if you're really in tune with your own creativity and you utilize it in your daily life, then you will know that you get creative ideas in the shower. Now, not everybody's brain has been trained or that creative muscle is strong. So that won't happen for everybody necessarily in the shower, even though we are all creative beings. But it is very interesting how that happens. If you have noticed that for yourself, I would love to hear about it in the comments. Also, there's increased brain activity in the default mode network, which means it's the network of brain regions that is active when the mind is at rest and not focused on the external world. Research has shown that showering and other activities that promote relaxation and reduce stress can increase activity in the DMN, the default mode network of the brain, which has been linked to creative thinking and idea generation. So this is really interesting. I mean, this really has been studied. These are all reasons why you get more ideas, aka manifestations, in the shower. An idea is a manifestation, by the way. The thought is the initial manifestation. So another interesting thing is the incubation period. This is the process of thinking about a problem or a challenge without actively trying to solve it, and it's called the incubation period. So showering can provide a period of time where the mind is free to wander and reflect, allowing for that incubation period to take place and for new ideas and solutions to emerge. hence why I often come up with solutions in the shower. So it's just so interesting how this works. Another reason why the shower is so powerful for manifesting is it's in an area where there's reduced stimulation. The shower provides a quiet and isolated environment, which reduces external stimulation and allows the mind to focus inward. This can help to promote mindfulness and enhance creative thinking. Another powerful reason is rhythmic stimulation. The repetitive sound and sensation of the water can provide a form of rhythmic stimulation, which also has been shown to promote relaxation and enhance the mind's ability to generate new ideas. So it's the sound of the water. You know, this is why when people go to the beach or you live on the water, I'm fortunate enough to live on the water and I can watch boats go by. I see the waves right now out of my window. And it's just something very, very calming and grounding and even distracting about the water. So the sound of the waves, the feeling of the water on your skin, and that gets your mind into a state very similar to meditation, where you're able to be open to new energy flowing in, new ideas, new solutions, new anything you can think of. And this is a great place to talk about in the shower what you want, what you are bringing in as a manifestation and reaffirming it in the shower out loud, saying it out loud, which I talked about in the previous episode, speaking it into existence. If you haven't heard that one, I recommend listening to episode 55. Speaking it into existence, writing it into existence, singing it into existence, and visualizing it into existence. These are all things you can actually do in the shower. Another really interesting reason the shower is such a powerful manifestation tool is the self-referential effect. The shower provides a personal and self-referential experience. This can promote self-reflection and introspection, which also helps to stimulate the mind's ability to connect seemingly disparate ideas and generate new solutions. Basically meaning that the mind can bring together ideas that might seem unrelated, that have nothing to do with one another, yet in the shower you realize they are connected and you can see a cohesive solution or project or resolution, whatever it is. And this is really always very exciting. So that's so interesting to me. Another reason why the shower is such a powerful manifestation tool is it creates a powerful emotional state. The warm water and physical sensation of a shower promotes a positive emotional state, which has been linked to increased creativity and problem-solving ability. And then autonomy and control. The shower provides a private and autonomous experience where you are in control of the environment and the pace of your own thoughts. So this can enhance feelings of control and self-determination, which also have a positive impact on creative thinking and problem solving. So these are all scientifically studied explanations for why the shower is such a powerful manifestation tool. I think it's fascinating. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you can think of times where you were thinking of things in the shower and you remembered something, you came up with a brilliant idea, you realized the answer to something that you weren't sure about. So many things happen in the shower. So I really, really, really encourage you to use it as one of your most powerful manifestation tools. Now, this is akin to meditation, relaxation. The reoccurring theme here is relaxation and calming. When we are relaxed and calm, ideas can flow through us much more easily because our mind is more open, our energy is more open, so we are much more open to different ideas and solutions. And that is the name of the game. Actually, getting out of the thinking mind, which very often keeps us in a cortisol state, stress-related state, worrying state, etc., getting out of the thinking mind and into what I like to refer to as a non-thinking mind, where you just allow yourself to be at peace with what is in that moment. And this is what the shower can do. Now, the bath is also very similar. or getting in a pool, getting in a jacuzzi, getting in a hot tub, even getting in any body of water. But the shower in the morning is interesting because our cortisol levels are highest right when we wake up. Our cortisol levels raise in the morning to wake us up, get us out of bed, get us going. I mean, we need that cortisol rush to prompt our body to wake up and get out of bed. So our cortisol levels are always highest right in the morning. And what the shower does while those cortisol levels are high, you're thinking about your day, you got things to do, you're already in autopilot, you know, you're ready to go. What that shower will allow you to do is bring yourself back into the powerful, energetic manifestation machine that you are and get tuned into these superpowers that are within you and let those guide you for the rest of your day. I really do encourage you when you get out of the shower, if you have these ideas, these thoughts, these answers, solutions, write them down when you get out of the shower so you can keep that going. Write it down after you get out of the shower. I have often gotten out of the shower after I had so many great ideas, and the minute I get out of the shower, turn it off, I forget them because I'm back into autopilot, getting ready for my day, getting dressed, doing all those things. So I encourage you to even keep a journal, or you can obviously use your phone and voice record your ideas. I recommend that. That is the easiest thing to do. Just turn on your voice recorder and record all these ideas that come to you. And this is a phenomenal way to utilize a shower as a powerful manifestation tool. And this is concluding episode 56, how the shower can be a powerful manifestation tool. And if you enjoyed this, I really encourage you to share this podcast, let people know about it, share a link to it, even maybe post it on your Instagram stories, send me a DM. I'm on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. You can leave comments. You can even leave a review like on iTunes or Spotify. I don't know if Spotify lets you. You can go to Anchor or iTunes. And anyway, all the support is great. Also, you can go to YouTube, subscribe to Manifest Mastery Podcast. That would be amazing. I'm just getting that going over there. I'm putting all the podcast episodes over on YouTube. So we're keeping these episodes very short and sweet, not to interrupt your day too much. And also, I do understand people love listening to podcasts. So if you're like me, there's so many podcasts I save up. I go, I want to listen to that, but they're 1.5, 2 hours long, and I just don't have the time. So I'm really trying to keep these short and sweet, give you really powerful, valuable chunks of content and a short period of time. So if you enjoyed this, let me know, and on with your day. I love you.